Okay, I'll tell you, the Galata over here, the Bachus a little bit, had the Rav, the friend of Racha, how he learned a piece of a Galata. Word, take a look. If you know that as a world famous Galata, Hanu Bar Yune, Hanu Bar Yune, the Havu Bishwu Wuse, the mayor. What's Bar Yune mean? What's Bar Yune? What does Rashi say? What's Bar Yune mean? Huh? In English, I'll give you a hint. It's lost with a P.
Shababniks.
What? With a B. Bums. A bunch of bums. I remember there was a talk show. I came late from learning at 11 o'clock. There's a talk show on the radio. Somebody called Rabbi Spivak. I don't know who he is. And he had different guests. Once he had, you heard of Meir Kahane? You heard of him? Never heard of JDL? Meir Kahane? Never heard of him? Anyway, he was a guest. Then people calling in, screaming at Meir Kahane, screaming at him, very angry at him. Then this person calls up, a lady, says, Rabbi Kahane, if you'd be in times of the Gemara, you would be Bar Yune, you'd be called Bar Yune. So his Spivak says, but Meir, finally you got a compliment. Finally you got a compliment. He thought, this is Rabbi Spivak, Bar Yune, yeah. Amaroyim, Tanoyim, Bar Yune. He thought, so what do you say, Reb Meir? No comment. No comment. He knew a little bit, went to the mirror. Bar Yune, a bunch of bums. That was Shulusid Reb Meir. That was Kamatsari Lay. They were bothering him. Two of all, what? Is that the Matsari Reb Meir? Havoka boy, this can also make you cry. The mayor, Rachme Alavayo, Kihechel Olimso. The mayor was in a spell, they should die. Must have bothered him terrible. There was Bayuni. There's a guy in Brisk, a communist, a Buddhist, on Shabbos. Reb Chaim would pass by. He'd go and fuck Reb Chaim, light a cigarette. And so the mayor was in a spell, they should die. Unbelievable, his wife Bruria said to him, my daite, why are you saying that, what do you get the right to pray they should die? I know where you're coming from. Shum dechsev, yitamu chatoyim in oretz. It's a broken nafshi. Yitamu chatoyim in oretz, he's saying they should die. He says, Miksiv Choytim, Chatoyim Ksiv. Right. Roach Bill is safe for the claw. Roshoyim Eidenom. Kemi Tamu Chatoyim, Roshoyim Eidenom. Of course, not Eidenom. Boy, Ella, what should you do? Didn't say Tamu Choytim, it's Chatoyim. Bor Rachmi Lavayu, the Lahadru Betshuva. They should do tshuva. Not they should die. You show me it ain't on my mela. But Rachman Levayo, how do you be tshuva? Don't pray they should die. What should you pray? What should you misfollow? No? That they should do tshuva. My mela, don't pray you're showing. So again, let's get down to words. What does choytim mean in English? Choytim. Let's say, well, it's in English. Choytim, it's in English.
Sinners.
Sinners. Chatoim or what?
Sins.
Sins. The whole world learns like that, besides the wrong. Question is, first pasuk in Tehillim, Asher ish, asher leholach, v'tzas, rishoyim, v'derech, that's the word, chatoim, le'omod, right? What's the end of the pasuk there? V'moysha, whatever is over there, rishoyim, le'yoshav, anyway. What's chatoyim? Is there chatoyim le'omad? Sins or sinners? Sinners. Is that how you say chatoyim means sins? and five other psukim like that. Yor Hatonim Baderech, it means sinners. So what's she hacking a chai next? One answer is fertile lady. What do you expect from a woman? Yeah. That's my answer. You know that? What do you want from a lady? But the Rav said different answer of it. Of course it means sinners. By Shur, it says, if it's a moed, if Shur is a moed, he Shur Nagach with Mo Shilshayim. What Nagach mean? What Nageach? What Nagach? Nageach means he is a Nageach. What Nagach is a Hefzach and a Nagach. I mean, the Gros says by Davin Yom Kippur, Ki Ato. He had the soul on Israel. He had the soul on Israel. He had the Unibala Decha. And Lord of Malach Mach was Saleach Ala Otto. What's soul on? A Hefzlin soul on. Of goodness and kindness. A Kodesh Baruch Hu, you are soul on Israel. Unibala Decha without you, we don't even have a Saleach. You are soul on. And without you, we don't even have a Seleach who does a Slicha. It's Negeach and Nagach. Right. For example, you have a Loimed and a Lamdin. Right. He's a Loimed. He learns a lot. Not a Lamdin. How much does a Lamdin learn? Nothing. Who cares? Right? He's a Lamdin. Right. So now, you have a Choyte and a Chato. Both are sinners. Right. What's a choyte? A choyte means he sins. He's not a rush of a rusha. He has a taiva and listens to the Yitzhahara and he's nichshal. He's a choyte. He's not a bad person. You have a chato who's a mushchos. He's a shtik avera, a shtik chet. So that's what Bruri said to him. What does it say? Tamu hatoyim in our sins. Which Rishoyim is supposed to pray they die? Which Rishoyim? The Hato. The one who's a Hefzav Ra. That's the one who's been espoused, they should die. These bums over here, why do they know? They're not bad people. They're Nichshad Bali Taiva. They don't know what they're doing. They're espoused, they should do tshuva. But on the hatoyim, Chatoim don't do tshuva. That's not shach tshuva. They're rishoyim gemurim. They have pshat. Of course, it does not mean sins. What does it mean? It means sinners. But there are two kinds of sinners. There are sinners who sin, and there are sinners who are sin. Correct. They are hafzara. Correct. Right. Take these. Yeah, you have Amalek, you have other Goyim. Amalek is Amalek, Rahman al-Islam. You have other Goyim. They could do tshuva, they could be nice. Right. Correct. Chatoyim, you have Choytim. Right, for the Choytim, they should do tshuva. I want to talk about tshuva for a second. About tshuva. There is a famous Daskanan, Baal Tosfos about Truas. A famous Daskanan, I want to talk about this for a second. A famous Daskanan about Truas. It's in Bamidbar and Pinchas. It's over there in Pinchas. Yeah, and all the Kabbalists in Pinchas, all the Musaf, it says, Sir Echad Chatos. By Shavuos, does not say Chatos. It says Sir Echad. Here it is. Sir Echad. So is it Lachaper? No Chatos. What happened to the Chatos? So Das Kenan brings down very important. Yerushalmi, Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh brings it down. Rosh Hashanah. And Shavuos, he says, Pishahoyos, Jews came to Shavuos, Nikiyah Mikol Hatos, Yisra Medrash, Vishkibaltam Aleichem, Ol Torah, V'amitzvah, Ma'alani Aleichem, Kilo Loi Hatosem Eilam. No Hatoyim on Shavuos. Why? You Mekabel Ol, before you learn a word, you Mekabel Ol Torah, V'amitzvah, Ma'alani Aleichem, Kilo Loi Hatosem Eilam. You hear that? There's no Hatoyim on Shavuos. By Lamdin, there's no shit. By Lamdin, Mekabel Ol Torah, no Hatoyim. If you're learning, I'm keeping the show. By mistake, I once did it. About all hate, I went like this. The boss next to me. Right, a mistake. Right. No, I have no Hatoyim. How does that work? All the years, how does it work? How is tshuva, how is Torah the best tshuva? How does that work? So this year I figured it out. I have a pshat. Is a more psachim, all about shavuos, samachesim and beis. Yeah, so pay attention to this. How does it work? So the more psachim, samachesim and beis, and Rabbi Yosef, the Yomer Asrata on shavuos says to his wife, Avdili Igla Telsa, give me the third calf, that's a steak, a good juicy steak. Why steak? Oh my, Rabbi Yosef, not for today, because God that caused it. Come on, Yosef, not for today, there'll be a lot of Yossis around, not personal over here. And not for today, I'm Rabbi Yosef. Be many Yossis around. Rashi says, it's Gaiva Sawat. You love Hayoimo? It's Rashi. Here's a key word over here. Shulamarati Torah, Benisroimamti, how I know Shem Harabishuk, Shushman Yosef, Ma Beinu Beinom. Right. Benisroimamti. What do you think? Chaim Moshe didn't know that he's not a plain person. We're Moshe Feinstein. Right. Well, Nisrei Mamti. That's how it works. That's how it works. I once heard a beautiful Shmuel's, when it made an effect on my life, from Yehuda Segel. Heard of Yehuda Segel? Who's Yehuda Segel? That's a grandfather from Rabbi Cooper's. He spoke once in Torah Tamima. And now Rosh Hakodesh, he made a big effect on my life. He said, Ho Shmuz on the Pasuk in Hallel. May Ashbois, Yorim Evyon, Lishivim Nedivim. What may Ashbois mean? In English, what's Ashbois?
Rubbish.
Sewer. And what does Hashem do? He had to work the tshuva. He lifts you out of it. He picks you up. May ask for his Yorim Evyon. That's Nisroi Mamti, tells Shavuos. That's how it works. It doesn't work with the browbeating or screaming. You are elevated. How can I look down on people? I can't help it. I'm always up. When I look at them, I can't help them. I'm up. This is my mamti. And they're down. If they want, they can also come up. All you guys on the Zoom on this is my mamti. So that's what Huda Segel. It made such an impact on me. So I saw, inside myself, other Bachrim, the mamas and schmutz. What's going to be with them? They'll learn. And they'll learn, they're out of it. They have no shaches to it. A good lumbish of bacha, they say a good chiddush. It's no shaches to it. lowlifes. Right. Correct. Right. I remember before they, I was in America before they blew up the World Trade Center. I went to Chalamoy with my kids, an outing, the World Trade Center. Like everyone else, I went to the observatory, 100 stories high. Look outside down. What do you see? So many ants I never saw in my life. So many ants. Right. When you're up there, you're a lot of ants over there. And the same Ashpois, Yoram Evyon. It's such an impact on my life that Shmuel. He says very well. He was a very good speaker. But we heard a segal, but that was a pasuk. You don't the heroin, you say how all the time. Hashem picks you up. There's a mission of voice, everybody talks about it. They talk about it, says, Megadalto Meramtel Cholamasim. Well, that's Meramtel Cholamasim, means he's more than all other people. But Pasha is high, no one talks about it. Meramtel Cholamasim. List above all other Meisim people. I have a chat, Meramtel his Meisim. The Torah picks him up from his Meisim, not just other people. But he's Meramtel Cholamasim. Up. He flies up there and he says, I remember, oh, my wife's not here, I can tell you the story. When my wife's happy, we related to the vision somehow. I don't know how related to that. My wife's all the Rebbe's. Yeah? So there's a wedding. We first got married. No, it wasn't first got married. It was about 10, 15 years then we got married. I went to, why did I go? I'll tell you why I went. Because Vizhnitz is known, the Hungarians, to have good food. Good food, not Gera, where it was Poland, stingy. So I went there to have a vision. It was good food. Anyway, all the women of the royal family sat on the platform. All the peasants passed by to give mazel tov. And they would nod, a royal nod, the women. Whoa, the royal nod. That's Meraktai. I'll call a masim. It's your masim. A person did a very so what? He does, he's not going to do it again. And the Torah lifts him up above. Meashpois. Yom Evian, Rishili, with royalty, real royalty, not fake royalty. And the Divin. And that's the pshat. What's all this good food about? I'll tell you what the good food is about. It's like a carbon toido. You have chametz on Shavuos. Shnei alechem is chametz. All chabonis are boys matzah. Right? Toido and shnei alechem on Shavuos are chametz. Part of it. Well, what's pshat? What's shnei alechem is basically a toido. When do you give a toido? When? Arba chayom lahoidos. You leave jail. You leave jail, you bring a carbon toida on Shavuos. They left the sewers. On Shavuos, they left the jail. On Shavuos, in the Sray Mamte. They left the sewage and the garbage and the schmutz. Right. You know that? You learn, they say a good pshat to Rabbi Yoina is this Rambam on nets. This Rambam. See a deer can Rambam. No tefillah. There's a man in Shema. You see, discover Rambam. Well, tomorrow Sunday we'll learn about more Galata and also about eating before Shachas, about eating before Mincha. All that stuff. You're a Lamdin, not a Loymed. You're a Lamdin. So then, you're not Kama Yossi Kibishilka. Right? You are Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi. As a matter of fact, someone was by the Chazonish years ago, said, where are you learning, Abracha? Said, in Kfar Saba, by Reb Aaron Leib Steinman. When Reb Aaron Leib Steinman? Hagoyin Reb Aaron Leib Steinman, the Chazonish said. You know that? No Yossi's anymore. Right. Love Hayoimah. Kama Yossi Kibishulko. But now I am Hagoyim Rav Yosef. That's not Gaiva. They don't know what you are. That's not Gaiva. Gaiva, they also can be like that. Gaiva said you're better than other people. You are better. I mean, I'm so better. Let them also join me. You know what I mean? It's the same opportunity. Correct. See? I grabbed on to, I always did that. I grabbed on all the opportunities. I wanted to be with Nadivim. I went to a Blay Malin. How many people went to Blay Malin Yeshiva when I came? Famous for Blay Malin. 8 Europeans and 3 American, you know, like 11 people in the whole Yeshiva. Nobody went. Nobody looked at him. Nobody went to him. He didn't care either. So what he held of other people, and never mind, yeah? But I joined him, then I went to a Moshe, then I went to a Shabbat. Of course, nobody went there. You know. Why you, Shmoyu? Who cares? I got to be Nisrael Mamte. I'm sure Zofsky was in America never for Tipo for chemotherapy. He said, why isn't there a line a mile long over here? There should be a line 10 miles long over here, he said. So he told him, I don't want to hear that. Anyway, Nisrael Mamte. All of you, the Zoom Shurma, you all become Nisrael Mamti this spring and the summer. And Mr. Shem should be face to face. Okay, Shabbos.
Shabbos, Rebbe.
Huh?
Shabbos.
Rebbe Huda Segel, I heard that shmooze from him. It's unforgettable. Just the word itself, just think about those words. Like he thought about this word, Me'ashbois, Yorim Evion. Yeah. From the garbage, Yorim, Meroimim, the Evion. Doesn't mean there's no money. It's the Evion. That's a Koyach of Torah. That's why being a carbon Torah, it's in a base Sasurim. A good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.